while Senator Pavlov introduced a piece of legislation that would maintain Michigan's rights to really invoking the 10th Amendment, that if the firearms are built here in Michigan, then we regulate what the use is here in Michigan ourselves. And there's twofold with that. One is to make a Second Amendment statement. The other is to take a look around the country, and if others are not doing it, maybe we can draw some gun manufacturing companies to Michigan for jobs.
Just curious as to how that you think it's really going to end up shaking out in the end.
I think we may get it, but how the whole thing's going to shake, I don't know. And I think most people that have been watching all this stuff unfold understand why it's coming out in the sense of the political world. The ones that would have us take our guns away, I believe, have used the tragedy out east with the young kids getting killed in schools to, make a statement that, well, if we just get rid of these semi-automatics and these clips that can carry a lot of rounds, we'll save lives. And problem with that, Walt, is we always say it, but I mean, it's the truth is the truth, and those type of things will get in a bad guy's hands. And so the only thing we accomplish, I believe, is just stopping law-abiding citizens from holding them.
Well, one of the standard things that we're hearing right now as this debate is continuing, and we know it's been going on for many years and it is going to continue. I don't think any one or two pieces of legislation or one or two people are going to make massive sweeping changes, but the debate is going to continue on, is that, the law-abiding citizens are not the problem. So how do you try to address that with legislation that you can do on a state level?
Well, I think part of it is education, in the sense that, Walt, if we don't talk about what you just said, because I believe wholeheartedly that's exactly what's going on, law-abiding citizens are the ones that won't have the access to it. It's the bad guys that are going to get it. And until we start talking about what's going wrong with our fiber of our society that creates a situation where you've got these young people doing this kind of, and it's just young people, but where people can go that far off the tracks and almost become evil, there's something wrong here, and we should be focusing on the individual and what went wrong there, not create a whole piece of legislation in the sense that's going to start taking away Second Amendment rights, because we know that won't solve the problem, because people still end up with guns in their hands and people are still going to die. So if bad people are out there and want to get access to something, they're going to.
We're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. And Tom, as we look at the legislative session as it's starting to unfold, we know that this particular issue will be on the front of the docket, but also there will be a few others. I mean, with the State of the State address, the governor outlined some proposals for roads. We talked a little bit about that last week with you and whatnot. But with those kind of proposals, then comes the question of funding them. And now that the dust is settled, there's been a little bit of kick around for a couple of days. What's been some of the reaction with maybe some of the fee structures that the governor proposed and whatnot with these road ideas and whatnot that were in the State of the State?
Well, if you'll notice, the governor didn't give exact specifics. He did talk about registration as an example, didn't give a specific. There was a reason for that, because we had talked to him earlier in the day and asked that he not toss out specifically what he might have in mind, period. He'll give the absolute specifics, because there are other ideas out there in the House and the Senate. They have other ideas on how to go about it. So what we didn't want them to do and ask them not to do was to tie everybody's hands up so we can't come out with other proposals and then just start focusing in on what he might have said during the State of the State. So we are going to focus in on what he said in general with the road funding, which is a major problem for the state. But now we get to put all the ideas on the table and have that debate.
Seemed like some of the critics to the ideas were that maybe some of the very roundabout formulas that the governor did mention in the address may have been a little bit of maybe not in sync with your average working class family in Michigan, with another $125 here and a such and such there. So now you guys have to kind of do the dirty work, don't you?
We do. And there was some conversations, I think, in the address, the counter address to what the governor said. The other side started talking about, let's do the registration, but let's just crank it way up in high-dollar vehicles. And I don't know, I'm nervous when I hear that, only because we've been saying it so much, Walt, that we're starting to divide this country, and if you're successful, look out, because we're going to come and get you. So you don't want to be successful anymore. You want to kind of hit the middle of the road if you're lucky, and hopefully you won't get hit. And I don't think those are good policies at all. We got to talk about what we need for the entire state. We as a people, period.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning. Tom, before we let you go, we did talk with John Kivala, the representative in the other chamber there here for our area, and it echoed kind of a call of some bipartisanship and working together from the governor. That he mentioned that he and you and others down there that represent the Upper Peninsula that maybe are from different sides of the aisle are starting to really meet and have dinners and have sort of a UP caucus going there. And I guess that's heartening to hear up here, knowing that you guys down there are looking to work together for the best of our interests in the UP, regardless of party.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I did. In the past, I've worked with Steve Lindbergh. I've worked with Dan Adamini, not Dan, but Steve, and I've worked with those guys. But yeah, we did. We got together for dinner. We're going to try and do that maybe once a month if we can. Just if we don't get hooked up somewhere else, we make it happen, you know, so we come together. And I think that's all good. That's what we've got to do.